Yeah, it's not real pretty. You know, I wouldn't overlook, it's a completely different animal. You know, the Kenwood, I think it was an 8300 was kind of their, I don't know if it was their, I don't think it was their Holy Grail tuner, but it was kind of their top of the line from that series. I think what separated that one is it had 3 meters. I don't know, it might have had like a 5-gang FM tuner or something like that. But it had switchable, you know, IF selectivity, and again, there was the tuning center meter, there was the deviation meter, and I think there was like a, or the signal strength meter, and then I think there was a third, like a deviation meter, or, you know, switchable to the AF, you know, level or something like that, so you can calibrate for taping. That's a nice one. Every now and then I see one of those, and I'm like, oh man, that's a good-looking tuner, too. But it's got that silver, you know, that late 70s silver thing going on.